I'm so glad that you are listening today. And today's scripture comes from Matthew 6:6-13. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God wants us to come to him in prayer, and he gave us even this scripture as a guide on how to pray to him and to talk to him. Why do we pray? Because God wants to be close to us. He wants a relationship with us. He wants us to know him more. And prayer is our communication with him, is a way of connecting with God and just being in his presence. Through prayer, we have healing. There is deliverance, healing from sickness, deliverance from, you know, just evil that might be trying to harm us. Prayer is the key. Prayer gives us power to stand when the enemy is trying to knock us down. When the enemy comes in to attack our families, all we have to do is pray and stand upon the word of God, knowing that he is our deliverer. He's our strong tower. He's our way maker. God is always there with us, and he hears us. He hears our prayer. He hears and he knows our needs. He is our deliverer, our help in the time of need. He is our way maker. And all we have to do is trust him, lay down all those problems before him, and God will answer, and God will heal, God will deliver. Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you for your grace today. We thank you for your mercy today. Lord, there is none like you. You are our way maker, our guide, our healer, our strong tower. When we think that when there is no one around to help us, God, you are our help in the time of need. You are our healer, God. We thank you, God, for your delivering power. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you teach us to pray today. Teach us how to speak with you, God, that we might be in better communication with you and depending on you, God, in all that we do, in all that we say, day in and day out. Lord, help us to remember to continually seek your face, God, for there is none like you, God. You are our all and all, God. You are the Almighty God, and we just give you the glory, for you are the one who hears our cry, Lord. And we just thank you today. Lord, we ask that you look on all of those who are sick, Lord. Look on all of those who are in the hospital, God. Look on all of those who are in pain today, God. And we ask for your healing to be upon them right now. Lord, your word says that in Mark 11:24, Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive, and ye shall have them. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you, God, for being with us, for guiding us, to taking care of us, Lord. Lord, we ask that you watch over families today, watch over children, watch over the spouses, God. Strengthen the families, Lord. Lord, we ask, God, that you will just heal relationships, bring people closer together, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray even for protection over families, Lord. Lord, those who are traveling, those who are on airplanes or in cars today, that you will watch over them, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask, oh God, that you continue to be with each and every person listening, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your mighty power, God, and your mighty grace and mercy, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, I just ask today, Lord, that, you know, even those people who are seeking you more today, who want to be closer to you, and I know that's so many of us now, we want to be closer to you, God. Lord, God, help us. Help us to know you more, Lord. To seek your face, to be on our knees, to pray. Guide us, God, day in and day out, Lord. Teach us your word, God. Teach us. Teach us even how to pray for others, God. Give us the words to say, for so many, God, need you today. They need you in their hearts and in their minds, God. They need you in their daily walk, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we depend on you for all things. For there is none like you. You are our almighty King. We trust you, God. We believe you, God. We give you the glory, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, God. We come to you in faith, believing that you will work all things out for our good. Even when we can't see, Lord, you are working things out, giving us favor when we shouldn't even have favor. Blessings when we shouldn't even have those blessings, God. And we just thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for our lives. We thank you, God, for keeping us whole, for health, for families. We thank you, God, for friendships, God. We thank you, God, for even shedding your blood for our sins, God. We thank you, God. Lord, and even as we go to sleep today, let your Holy Spirit surround us. Keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And we just give you the glory and the honor, Lord. We pray that you bless ministries today. Those ministries, God, that are here and overseas, God. Those missionaries that are in lands that don't believe in you, God, and that persecute Christians, that persecute your people, God. We pray for those. Give them strength. Put peace in their hearts and in their minds. Guide them as they go minister to your people, Lord. Guide them and strengthen them. Strengthen their minds and their bodies, God. Strengthen their families, God. Open the ears of the people to hear your word, God. Open their eyes so they see your face. That they know your presence. For you are so good, Lord. Let them know who you are. Thank you, God. We thank you today. We thank you today, God. We thank you today, God. We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor, God. Go in the homes today, Lord. There's trouble in the homes today, God. Children are suffering, Lord. We need your blessings. We need peace in the homes today, God. In the homes, God. Fix those homes that there's turmoil in, God, and trouble, God, where the children are crying out, we need help. Our parents need help. Lord, send a word to those homes. Send help to those homes. In the name of Jesus, send help for those children today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We just thank you, God, for your presence. We thank you, God, for your loving arms, God. Thank you. And we praise you, God. And we give you the glory today. In Jesus' name, amen.